Arts. Attend Bible School of the Air from noon to 4, Saturdays on KLYT.
This is KLYT, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. Rebroadcast on KNKT Cannon Air Force Base, K201CC Las Cruces, K228DQ Portales, and online at klyt.fm. From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
I was going to say this is one of those days where I'm so encouraged because of the content we have on the show. But, you know, pretty much every day we're having people either in studio or on the air with us via Skype or phone that are making a positive impact in our community, whether it's our citywide community, our countywide, statewide, nationwide, and worldwide community. I'm so appreciative of all the organizations and people that we have on the air to let you know about that may be able to assist you in a place that you need assistance, or you may come alongside because you wholeheartedly believe in the actions they're taking to make where we live a better place to be. Many times, most of the time, the people we talk to in the name of Christ. Thanks to all those who've been on the show. And if you have not been on the show and you're thinking, well, he's talking about our organization, well, we would like to hear about what you're doing. Send all the details to studio at klyt.fm. Let's talk about maybe having you on the show for a segment or so. And one of those people who we've had on a few times in the past, Jane Bickelman is in studio from Personalities Plus ABQ. And Jane, welcome back into the studio.
Oh, thank you for having us. We're pleased to be here.
And you know, for those that may misspell it as they go to look for it, you're going to hear why it's spelled this way. But Personalities is P-U-R-S-O-N-A-L-I-T-I-E-S. Personalities Plus. And it gives you a big hint as to in what area Jane is. You're probably a expert when it comes to looking at a person, knowing the maker, and but it's much more than purses, isn't it?
I'm amazed at the variety of purses that there are in the world. Is all I can say. But
tell us, for those unfamiliar, kind of the history, the beginning of Personalities Plus, because I want to go there because it's so encouraging where it's come since then, even through the pandemic.
Okay. Well, we started in 2016, and my hairdresser and I were talking, and she had three beautiful purses to donate. And she said, "You volunteer all over Albuquerque. Where should I take them?" And I said, "Let me see them." And so she showed them to me, and they were just absolutely brand new. And so I was working at the time as a volunteer with a Peaceful Habitation, Barrett House, and Women's Housing Coalition. So I called the executive directors the next day and said, "We have an idea that maybe we could get new purses and fill them with great stuff and accessories and gift them to your clients for Christmas time. Is that something you would like? And they said, "Absolutely." So I told Sarah, "Okay, we need 450. So we prayed for 450. We got 180.
Uh-huh.
And the next, so we found more organizations that I was familiar with. And the next year we prayed for 450 and we got 1,087.
There you go.
So God kept doubling.
He did.
At any rate, we had a kind of a bust year in 2020.
I think we all did, Jane.
Because of COVID. But last year we were blessed and able to deliver 2,066 purses to organizations in Albuquerque, and we are so thankful. We have amazing organizations in our community who help women who have been broken through something.
Yeah.
Domestic violence, trafficking, they've been homeless, incarcerated,
yeah,
or attacked by sexual assault. So these organizations are helping these women get back on their feet. And we love what they do, and we're just proud to be able to come along with them and provide a sweet gift for the ladies at Christmas time.
Well, I tell you, and it's not too early to start thinking about Christmas.
No.
For most organizations that, you know, are very active at the time. I'll tell you this, just yesterday, you know, we play music on the weekends, and I got an email from the people who provide music to the radio station about Christmas. You know, do you want to be on the list for people getting new Christmas music? Of course we do. We love celebrating Jesus here. Of course, his birth as we head towards the Christmas season. But it's just so encouraging to see the number. You know, you see something like what you're doing. Clearly, it's an effective way to reach out to, I think it's safe to say, really at-risk women that are in need of some TLC.
Right.
This is a great way to do it. Now, you mentioned before we came on the air, I don't know if I knew this before, when you deliver the purses, each of them have a scripture on them.
Yes. Our scripture tag is Psalm 91:4. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. And we pray for these women. We pray over those boxes before they go out. We don't know, of course, who they are, where they are in life spiritually, but that's not, we just try to share some of the gospel with them in the way that we can. We ultimately hope that they will know Jesus is their Lord and Savior, but this is what we're doing.
The love you give isn't conditional, right. Is it?
No, and that's Jesus' command.
Right.
Love one another, and that's through any circumstance or background. It's not conditional.
That's right. Well, I'm a little curious because you're at, you know, 2066 and 22. Are you tracking for this year?
Oh, yes, because we have three more organizations besides the 31 we have already that are waiting in the wings, hoping we have abundance again and we can provide for them because they are domestic violence shelters, not in Albuquerque, but around our community.
You know, I love the beginnings story of Personalities Plus, and it makes me think. I'm sure several organizations that started in a similar way. One that comes to mind is Beds for Kids, which Steve Stucker has been doing for several years, and every year we see the increase. But you know, I don't know if you've heard Steve's story, but essentially, someone came to him because he's a person, you know, he was a personality, no pun intended, that, you know, they thought could make a connection. Someone had a bed to give. I think it was a medical bed for someone. And why would you come to me? And it's, you know, it's almost like you and Steve and others that have done these really successful organizations just seem to follow the Lord's leading. And one thing leads to another, and next thing you know, I know Steve's got a warehouse. Now, purses are a lot smaller than beds and dressers and what have you. So the space you need probably isn't nearly the same, but it's just so encouraging. So your real hope for 2023 is that we'll see that number go up again.
We hope so, yes. But we know the hearts of people in our community, and they truly want to give. And they especially want to give and know that it stays in New Mexico. You know, it's important to them. And they know and accept that there is a great need.
And this hopefully will be an encouragement to you because we have so many organizations in here and we talk so often about issues and things where New Mexico isn't on the best list that, you know, they're at the top of the list. You don't want to see them on. We say this often, but not too long ago, and I forget what it was, but New Mexico landed somewhere around like in the 40 something. They weren't 50 or 51 or, you know, if you're including Puerto Rico or Washington, D.C., they were in the 40s for their generosity. New Mexicans were. Which, you know, for a state that really seems, you know, there's plenty of people here with plenty of money. I understand that. But really, the state in whole is, you know, closer to the poverty level. So there are, you know, the people of New Mexico are a generous people. Mm-hmm. And we see that with Personalities Plus and other organizations. Now, let's put feet to making this happen.
Okay.
Because someone's listening and thinking, I have a couple of purses in my closet that need a home. What would you say is some of the easier ways to make sure those purses get where they need to go?
Okay. Well, if you can, we would like you to fill it with things like toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, hairbrush, comb, any makeup, a little packet of tissue, a hand sanitizer. And because we're coming up on Christmas, we also like to put in socks. We like to put in gloves and the little toboggan hat. So
right.
If anybody has a way of getting a bunch of those, like you knitters out there, we are grateful for Eastern Hills Baptist Church women who give us tubs of wonderful scarves.
I just want to say I love that you said toboggan.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if people younger than me would know, but a knit cap.
A knit cap. Just pull it down over your head. Keep you warm. That's right. And so then we put all those things in a purse. And then when we get them, we tie the scarf around the handle and our scripture tag and then put it in the box. So we collect all year round because people are cleaning out closets all year round, and we want to capture them when they have them available.
Do you get the spring cleaning rush?
Yes, we hope to. Or anytime cleaning or moving or estate sales. And so we're grateful to have them anytime we can be. We have a drop-off locations. We're so grateful to Cassandra Morrison and Caldwell Branker Legacy Real Estate Offices. All of them have drop-off boxes in their office, in their entry for us. So you can take purses, or if you just buy a bunch of things that go in the purse.
Yeah.
The other thing that we have a great team that does, Mary Ellen and Jan and Bridget, have a team of women who take used costume jewelry and make brand new sets out of it. So they're not matchy-matchy, but they're coordinated pieces. And they put them in a new cellophane bag. Everything looks better in a new cellophane bag.
Right.
And put our tag on
it. A colored cellophane.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so when we're stuffing the purses, we coordinate the jewelry to go with it and the scarf to go with it so that it's a really nice looking.
Well, you know what? That just speaks to, I mean, it's like creating... when someone says, you know, they had a wonderful dinner, you could tell how much love was poured into it.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking. I mean, you know, you're not just slapping these together and here you go. They're a gift. And when they're, it sounds like they're prepared. So when they're received, it's clear that this is a gift for you because someone knows and someone cares.
Someone cares. Someone you don't even know cares about you and wants the best for you.
Right. And find out a little bit more, about the scripture and the God that is driving this to happen. So if you just tuned in, by the way, we're visiting with Jane Bickelman. Jane is the founder of Personalities Plus ABQ. If you missed her story, I mean, basically back in 2016, started this and collected 180 purses. And now in 2022, up to over 2,066. And we hope to see obviously more than that in 2023. There is a list of things if you're going to collect purses ladies, and think a little bit past that. What could I add to this that would be even a little more special? Maybe something that isn't even on the list here, Jane.
You know, someone had put in a little packet of Band-Aids. Another lady put in a little cosmetic bag. Another lady put in a journal. Just things that are a little tiny mirror, a purse mirror.
What about a really nice bottle of perfume?
That would be okay.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
But we have to be careful with some of the alcohol stuff that goes in.
Right. Oh, very, very true. Very true. There are over 30 now places that are
organizations
that are recipients of these. And we have a lot of these organizations on the air with us. And actually, when you mentioned how many there were and you gave me the list, Jane, I sat here and thought about the people we have. And they're there. You know, the ones I could think of, they are there on the list. And it's, and let me say this to the listener. Maybe they're thinking of an organization that could use these purses. I'm going to tell you, the organization you're thinking of is probably on the list, but don't assume that. Make sure to contact Personalities Plus and ask, is the list posted on the Facebook page? The list of recipients?
Yes.
Okay, so you can go check that there. Just, you know, when you go to Facebook, just do a search for Personalities Plus. And again, I'll spell that again because it's a little different. It's PURSONALITIES, Personalities Plus, ABQ. And as Jane mentioned, the folks at Coldwell Banker Legacy Real Estate, specifically Cassandra Morrison, who was on the air with us once before with you and clearly has a passion for it's not just a business gimmicky thing at all. She wants to see these at-risk women receive these loving packages in way of a purse and accessories.
And beside donors, we're also always inviting new people to be volunteers. We have a great time when we start packing these purses.
Yeah.
We start in October, November, and we do a Monday morning and a Wednesday afternoon. And if you just think you want to come and check it out and see how we do it and be a part, just get a hold of me on jbick@comcast.net. That's J-B-I-C-K @comcast.net. Just say, I think I'd want to help with the purses, and I will put you on the list. It's not mandatory. I'll just send it out when we're going to be working. And if you can come and join us, we have a great time.
And Jane, can I give the phone number out?
Yes.
The phone number is 505-263-8366. Does that number receive texts?
Yes.
Okay. So you can text to that number as well if you want to just make that connection. 505-263-8366 with Personalities Plus ABQ. Here's something else to think of. You know, are you in a Bible study, ladies? Are you in some other book club, a civic group, and you're looking for a way to have an impact? You know, probably most of the people in your group are going to go and replace the purse they're currently using. Now, you did mention new purses too. Are we exclusively or are lightly used purses acceptable?
Actually, we have people who do go buy new purses.
Uh-huh.
And you can get some really nice ones online, Amazon. They order the totes.
Right.
But
are both acceptable?
Are slightly used,
yeah.
Right. But
yeah,
we want them to look like a gift.
That's right. You want it to be new and nice enough. I mean, I know my wife has gotten some really nice purses from friends and family that they've passed along at risk, any lady would be happy to have. So just when you're looking at it, you may be switching out your purse, but is this something you'd want to receive as a gift, I think, as you're considering that? But back to if you're part of one of these groups, super easy to just, ladies, this is something we can all do together. I have to imagine you have testimonies of these groups and how, you know, when you go through a project like that together, it's just something that draws you together as your own small community.
And we have a team of ladies who volunteer to come and speak at any group that you may have, any group meeting, small or large. We open up to that also.
All right. Well, we've been visiting with Jane Bickelman. She's the founder of Personalities Plus ABQ. The contact, again, if you want to reach out, is J Bick for Jane Bickelman, J Bick, that's J-B-I-C-K, @comcast.net. Or you can call or text 505-263-8366. Look for the organization on Facebook and pray about your participation this year so we can see that number from 2022 of 2,066 purses. You know, let's get let's get more than that, you know?
More is needed.
All right. Yeah, there is the need. Jane, will you keep us up to speed?
I will. I'll keep you updated.
Okay. Thanks for coming in today and stay with us. We're going to catch up with Nicole Tobiasen, someone that actually many of our listeners may already be familiar with. Well, we'll let you know more when we get Nicole in studio. All right. She's coming up. And then later in the show, we'll catch up with the ranches as well. That's all coming up on ABQ Connect.